It's the Jay and Kevin Show podcast. Leave us those reviews on iTunes. And remember, when you leave your review, it will be read during Final Thoughts. Thanks for listening.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Teen has 5.8-inch long nails after not cutting them for 3 years.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, this Kevin. Newscast is called Ode to Brady.
News brought to you by Zero Res.
As many of us said yesterday, that's hard to believe. Tom Brady lost. You said that, right? At some point, you had
I
to say.
I was more surprised.
It's hard to believe Tom Brady just lost the Super Bowl.
I was more surprised that he didn't drive 90-plus yards in less than a minute than I was that he.
Yeah, you just expected it.
It speaks volumes to his legacy.
Yeah,
it does.
Sure.
There is no other team. You may. Okay, maybe the Seahawks because they've done ridiculous stuff, but there's without a doubt, Tom Brady is the man, and you just go, that guy's going to somehow do it.
Yeah, it was almost expected.
And the fact he didn't, you just go, wow.
Oh, that was weird.
I can't believe Tom Brady didn't win.
Yeah.
So this newscast is a lot of, I can't believe that happened. Ode to Brady.
Thank you.
Story number one. Molly Shuler. She just set a new record and also took home the crown yesterday in the competitive eating world for chicken wings. Wing Bowl happened yesterday.
Oh.
It happens every year at the Super Bowl.
Hang on, Kevin. You know we did the story Friday.
What's that? I didn't.
Remember Max talked about it? 500 and some?
How many?
Is it 520?
Nope. If you don't know the facts, you didn't learn it.
I think it was 501.
You looked?
No, I remember.
You remember?
Yeah, because it was
Max,
a weird number.
I remember us talking about wings on Friday. I don't remember anyone saying her name, Molly Shuler.
I didn't remember her name. I just remembered 501. Sorry. I don't remember. What? How many cheat, Kevin?
501. Not important. All it was to do was a segue to get into talking about our weekends and what we ate.
I enjoyed it.
I will pull the curtain back.
It's the only way
I can get us to talk about our food, and I want to talk about what you ate yesterday. So what did you eat yesterday, Slim?
Okay. We had a nice... My buddy John...
I could have just done that, but it's not news.
I got you.
My buddy John had a nice... I thought you were Groundhog's Day and me, because we did it on Groundhog's Day. My buddy John had a nice spread. Kevin,
Jay, what did you eat?
Kevin, a really good veggie tray.
Okay.
Like
super boring.
Primo veggie tray.
But you're going to have to step it up.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled pork on the Traeger.
That's good.
Pulled pork sandwiches
on the
Traeger.
That's a major step
up next level
from
stuff there.
Veggie tray. Veggie trays are awesome. Everybody should have one.
Yeah,
but
you know.
Pigs in a blanket. Little mini pigs in a blanket.
Right.
Little Smokies.
Nice.
From the crock pot.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what else. A lot of candy.
Did you bring anything or were you off the hook?
I brought a lot of candy. I brought a lot of chips.
Nice.
Okay.
We ended up having way too many chips and a really, really good salsa. Like a chunky salsa.
Baby.
I feel like John is a man who takes some of his barbecuing serious. So the pulled pork probably was
Kevin, that's good stuff.
Unreal. Pulled pork was unreal.
A-plus.
Out of this world.
A-plus
with those
your
little
spread.
Like Hawaiian rolls.
Those are
King's
so good.
King's Hawaiian or
oh
whatever they are.
Oh, my gosh, man.
The sweet roll.
I never thought about having those for anything
tease.
Other than Thanksgiving
what
or Christmas.
Man.
No, that's the best thing to have pulled pork on for sure.
Oh,
yeah, that's
no doubt.
Well done, John.
Yeah.
Jay, were you just at home, or did you do?
Yeah, just hung out at the house. We just had the little Smokies. That's all we had.
That's it?
What the is happening right now?
So your kids had to watch the Super Bowl, and they got...
Well, they had to put the controller down from Fortnite.
Okay. They watched the Super Bowl, and all they got was little Smokies, which, I mean...
Yeah, that's all we got.
You did go with, I believe, did that win TC's
Oh.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what his Super Bowl snack winner was.
I know that he was surprised that Little Smokies was making the finals.
They were good. I know that.
Text him and find out.
So that was, I mean, you went with, as long as you're going to do one food, you went with
Yeah, and then we just had.
What sauce did you put on them?
Barbecue.
What kind of barbecue sauce?
Kevin,
you don't know.
They were in a pan. We don't use crock pots because of the fire issues. We just had.
You don't know for sure what kind of barbecue.
Barbecue. Okay. I don't know.
I'm very particular about my sauce.
I know. I don't care nearly as much about food. I just am like, what is it? It's food. I'll eat it. Yeah. Okay, it was good.
So you don't care about food as much as I do. That's weird. Well.
I did not mean it to sound like that.
I went to a party where I had no idea what the food was going to be.
Did
what
you
the
bring
situation
something?
Was. They asked to bring what you would like to drink and an appetizer to share. And I thought, no problem. I like doing this. Mm. I did some meatballs in a spicy barbecue sauce, a habanero pineapple sauce.
Baby.
Oh.
So good.
Wow.
But too strong if you do it just by itself. So I mixed it with some regular barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Just a delicate blend.
How many wings did the champion eat in Wing Bowl 26?
Damn.
I would hope 120.
30 minutes. A 127-pound mother of four, Molly Schuler.
There it is.
Just ate 501 wings.
Oh, my.
What time of the show was that?
30 minutes.
It was the part where you had checked out.
Do you know if she's single?
See, look, we've been recording.
Yeah.
30 minutes. Oh, that's a record, by the way.
Do you know if she's single?
You even wanted to know if you could date
what
her.
What a great line.
And then you went ahead and did the story anyway, like you'd never
what
heard
a
it.
Great line.
It is a good line.
Do you know if she's single?
It's promo worthy.
I mean, really?
Yeah, actually, I dare you.
Apparently, I was just busy being funny.
So you know what you could do? You know what you could do is you could save that along with Warren's rejoin where he repeated what Bruce had said.
No, and I apologize for not remembering the wings thing. I just assumed it happened yesterday, but Wing Bowl's always leading up to the Super Bowl.
Puppy Bowl happened yesterday.
It did.
I saw way too much social media about Puppy Bowl.
And who took home the, what do they call it? The Lombarky Trophy.
Is that
that's
really
hilarious.
What it is? That's not what it is.
That's actually very well
of
done.
Of course
then.
It is. The Lombarky.
Oh, brilliant.
That's good.
All right, I've got it here for you, Kevin. Puppy Bowl winner. Well, you know what? Oh, yeah, there we go. Team, of course. Team Fluff, Kev.
Oh, Team Fluff.
Team Fluff.
Team Fluff
took home the Lombarky Trophy. Makes me laugh.
From Team Ruff.
And it was the MVP, Bear.
Ooh.
Underdog Award, Mr. Wigglesworth.
Yes.
Team Fluff 52, Team Ruff 47.
Oh, Fluff beat Ruff.
What a battle, too. Sounds like it was very heated in the fourth quarter, it says. Interesting.
In the end, it was Team Fluff's Caleb Jr.
Yep.
Who was rescued from Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
whose touchdown got the win.
That's what I thought.
Oh. Caleb Jr., if you had him on your Puppy Bowl fantasy team or her. Man, enjoy the celebration today, the libations.
I want to give a shout out to the party I went to at DJ Tom Tom's house. That's what I like to call him. They had some of the best food ever. It was ridiculous.
Kevin, you were telling me about that earlier. I am jealous.
It was one of those where they had way more food than ever could have been needed for the people that were there. And then a lady showed up like in the second half with more amazing food. And I was like, this is ridiculous. But one of the, my two favorite things, they had Sonnenberg sausage, like the Italian sausage.
Very good.
That you get at the fair, all that just like sliced up and grilled.
Yum.
Oh, that was delicious. And they had De Leon's chicken.
Woo!
Like the pre-seasoned chicken.
How good is that?
Or just little strips of chicken you could eat. And then like a loaded baked potato thing and a crock pot and... just ridiculous.
Did you guys hear about the lady that ate the 501 wings?
When was that?
What?
I think it just happened this morning.
Get out of town.
Story number two.
What's her name?
It's not Molly Schuler, is it?
Wigglesworth. Oh, that was Puppy Bowl.
Oh, Molly Shuler.
Oh.
By the way, did
single?
You By the way, did you see that Mr. Wigglesworth dog, what
the
it looks
dog?
Like?
No.
I found this picture of it. Look at this dog. It's a Shar Pei puppy.
Oh, good Lord. Get that off your screen.
Look at that slam. Look
Get
at
it
that.
Off your that. Screen.
Amazing. Yeah, I've got that link.
I do not like that. Hairless animals look weird.
Well, it's not hairless. It's just that color makes it look skin colored.
No, that looks like skin. I don't like
I know.
It.
It's really bad. I mean, it's kind of cute because he's all wrinkly, you know.
As we continue our ode to Brady, I have to do this story of, man, I can't believe that happened.
Is this the final story?
There's so much to do.
Well,
you know what?
Look,
I'm gonna save
look,
this
man,
story.
We can't help
this story
y'all.
Is such a nice story.
Okay.
And I feel like right now is not the time to do it.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's a cool story. So I will just skip that story, and I will do this one that's not as good.
I'll give you a bonus story after Beat the Show.
Deal.
Yes.
Before staff.
That's how you do it.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Because it's a story that I think everyone will relate to, and the fact that it's just something like, what would you do if it happened to you?
Okay.
So we'll get to that. But now, this story is amazing. John Walker bought a ticket to fly to his brother-in-law's wedding back in 1999. But he couldn't go to the wedding because of work, so he never ended up using the ticket.
Okay.
He put it with some documents and a box that was under his bed, forgot all about it since 1999. Just found it in January. He found it, the box with the documents, and he thought, this is funny. I'm sure this ticket's not any good, even though it says it's non-refundable, but the value could be used towards a future flight.
Okay.
So he calls the company to see what would happen, just for fun. And they say, well, the company that originally had it went, you know, bankrupt in 2002.
Go figure.
It's owned now through, like, United or something. And so they just said, you know, all debts and vouchers were discharged during the bankruptcy, meaning your ticket is worth nothing. But they enjoyed the story so much that the man had a ticket from 1999 that had never been used, and he called to find out if it would still be of any value. They said, yeah, you know what? We're going to value that ticket at the price of a round-trip fare right now of $570.
Awesome.
That is fantastic.
And they have issued him a new ticket where he will be able to travel round-trip up to $570 wherever he'd like to go.
That's great.
He hasn't decided where to go yet. He says, I'm still in shock that they said yes.
Well, I mean, and good for them. They're like, hey, look, you kept it that long, and you were willing to call about it?
Yeah, it's not
Why
like,
not?
It's not like a bunch of people are going to come out of the woodwork now going, oh, I have a ticket from 1997. Can you? They're pretty safe to just look like good guys and say yes and give this guy a ticket.
Plus, if they say no, it won't make the news.
Plus, they can also charge a lot for luggage.
They're just trying to get the man's
luggage
fee.
They're going to make money eventually on him, right? Luggage, a meal, whatever else.
You have to take at least two bags, sir. Great story.
I realize doing something nice, I'm in on that. Feel good.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, my other story has to do with airlines as well.
Good.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And I said, well, when I left this morning, this was yesterday, it was 32 degrees, and they both at the same time went,
32 degrees is freezing cold.
Kevin James.
Kids will never forget that. Kids that listen to the Jay and Kevin Show will never be in doubt of what the freezing temperature is.
It's educational.
Yeah. You're welcome, parents.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We have your Sugarland tickets right now for Beat the Show. If you win, you get Sugarland tickets. If you do not win and you're a contestant, everybody else listening has a chance to win. So let's play 441-0999.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right. 441-0999. That's the phone number. playing Beat the Show, 7 questions of trivia for you. If you win, you win tickets to go see Sugarland. All week nice. This week, by the way.
That's awesome.
Hey, before we get a contestant, I want to make sure the people who are calling to play know. You better have been around a television in the Super Bowl yesterday if you expect to get any questions right.
That's today. That's a good all right. Tip.
So if you were not around the Super Bowl yesterday at all, you will get 0 right. I'm just letting you know that right now. Well, okay. You might not get 0 right, but you'll get less right than people who did see
understandable
the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Is the question going to be in there about the lady who ate 501 wings?
Molly Shuler?
Molly?
I just saw that story during commercials. It just happened.
That's the first I'd heard of it.
It just came up breaking news.
That's the first I'd heard of it. I mean, since 8:15.
What is her name?
Molly.
Molly
Shuler.
And she ate how many?
I think 501.
Wow, she's single?
Okay, so 4410999. Thank you.
Yeah, we know it's stupid, folks.
Yeah, it's a joke. We're just kidding. Yeah.
What we do.
We do know it's stupid. All right, Jay, let me give you this.
Sorry, that's a bad word.
Sorry, friendo. I typed the name.
I'm sure today, if everybody's.
Jay, I typed the name of the contestant into a Word document that I'm guessing you are not looking at.
Oh, he can't see that.
I didn't get that. I got this now, though.
That's probably better.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I am wingerful. Lisa, did you have wings yesterday? I don't know.
Wings? No.
No wings?
I had de Leon.
Ooh, what did you have? Nice.
Oh, like so much good stuff. Enchiladas and tamales and tostadas and all sorts of things.
Jeez,
oh,
sounds wonderful. Wow.
Good for you. All right, well, here we go. We're going to play a little game here, a little 7 questions of trivia. Who would you like to challenge today, Lisa? Me, Jay, or Kevin, Eugene, James?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Bye, Kev.
Kevin, this has been fun.
Jay, this might be a good pick because Kevin is not great at watching commercials and stuff.
Okay, he's terrible at it.
It's not his forte.
Every time there's a movie premiere that runs 500 times, he's like, I haven't seen that. And then you're like, well, it's only run 15 million times. Kevin, enjoy your break. We'll see you in a couple minutes, okay? All right, bye, Kevin. Goodbye.
All right.
He's out.
I've got some questions there's a lot of Super Bowl commercial questions in here, a couple other things as well.
You think you paid pretty good attention, Lisa, or not?
I mean, thanks, but...
All right, we'll see how you do. All right, Lisa, 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you pass on one, we'll try to get back to it when we get done with the rest of the questions, all right?
Okay.
Starts like this. Chris Pratt was in a Super Bowl commercial for what company?
Love Ultra.
What color of M&M was Danny DeVito in the M&M commercial?
Red.
What is the name of the new Star Wars movie?
Pass.
What company used the hashtag bleep don't stink? Mm-hmm. Jay, did that one make you laugh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Pass.
The guy on the horse that was originally in an Old Spice commercial was in the commercial for what yesterday?
Pass.
Mm. Who sponsored the halftime show?
Pepsi.
Okay, the Jordan 32s came out in September. This is just a question for me. What Jordan shoe number was Justin Timberlake wearing during the halftime show?
I have no idea, Pat.
What was the name of the new Star Wars movie? What's that?
The Last Jedi.
All right, the one that was previewed yesterday. Sorry, that is a fair point. I'll let you take a second.
The one that was previewed during the Super Bowl.
Oh. I passed.
Okay.
All right,
Kevin.
All right, hey, I'll tell you, Jaybird, I'll tell you this. The one she answered, she got right.
Yeah.
She got right the one she answered. And again, we don't know how Kevin's going to do. I mean, honestly.
I would have done very well today only because I felt like I paid attention. I actually got behind. I had paused at the beginning because I wanted my wife to hear Pink sing the national anthem. So I had paused it at the beginning. And then we were like 8 minutes behind. And there was portions of the game I was fast-forwarding instead of the commercials.
Jay, how funny is that?
Because my wife wanted to see the commercials more than the game.
Bravo to you. That's the right way to do it. You did it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, we eventually caught up.
And
Jay,
you would have done well. We know how good Kevin does paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of Molly Shuler?
No, who's that?
This lady ate 501 wings 30 minutes from now in this year's Wing Bowl.
What?
Kidding me.
501 wings.
Dang. She's single?
7 questions in 60 seconds. Kevin, if you get stuck, pass. We'll try to get back to it if we have time.
I'm feeling better this week, by the way. It's just that when I laugh, I still cough. So give me a second to catch my cough.
No worries.
All right. Sorry about that. All right, Kevin. Yes, like Jay said, 7 questions, 60 seconds. Here you go. Chris Pratt was in a Super Bowl commercial for what company?
Oh, that was for Jurassic Park.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I saw it, but I don't know what he was
What
saying.
Color of M&M was Danny DeVito in the M&M commercial?
He was red.
A commercial you loved.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
Hey, one and one.
What is the name of the new Star Wars movie that was previewed yesterday?
Solo.
What company used the hashtag bleep don't stink?
Oh, dang it.
Did that commercial make you laugh?
Was this, oh, Febreze.
Did it make you laugh?
Yes, that was fun.
I laughed. Okay.
I forgot about that one.
The guy on a horse that was originally in the Old Spice commercials was in a commercial for what
Tide.
Yesterday?
Tide ad.
This is a Tide ad. Who sponsored the halftime show?
Pepsi.
And what number of Jordans was Justin Timberlake wearing last night during the halftime show?
Two of them.
Your son Cooper does not like appreciate that answer.
That was he wearing more than two Jordans?
No, what
number? What number of Jordans was he wearing last night?
What number of Jordans was he wearing last night at the Super Bowl?
Not how
and
many
my
Jordans.
Question was, my answer was he was wearing two Jordans.
We will see if that is correct.
Left one and a right one.
We'll see
if I don't get a point for that, I'm quitting the show.
Okay.
Well, let's see if you found out before you quit. Let's see if you won before you quit.
I was like, God, please.
Right.
You're like, it was that easy?
I mean, that's all it took.
All you had to do was ask a question about Justin Timberlake's shoes. All right, KJ,
29 years, and that's all it took.
Chris
it's exaggeration
Pratt was
in
a Super Bowl commercial for what company? Kevin said Jurassic Park. Incorrect. Lisa said Michelob Ultra. He is in that Michelob
that
Ultra.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is one of them that I missed by not. I saw him standing there, but like I
didn't
they were like disrespecting him, right? Or
he
something?
Was an extra instead of the star, yeah.
Okay.
In at least one of them, yeah.
Like they didn't know who Chris Pratt was.
Right. He just had to get in line with everybody else.
And again, we learned this morning the background for that commercial is John Party, who was here Friday.
The background music,
the
yeah.
Background
he's,
music.
He sang
cool.
a Tom T. Hall song.
Yes, he did.
I
so
like beer.
Kind of fun right there.
Yeah,
a little
great.
Fun. I like beer. John Party. So there you go. 1-0 Lisa. What color of M&M was Danny DeVito in the M&M commercial? You guys both said red. That is correct. The commercial Kevin enjoyed.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What is he got hit hard by that truck.
Yes, he did.
What is the name of the new Star Wars movie as previewed yesterday? Lisa went with The Last Jedi, and then we explained that the new one she did not know passed on it. Kevin said Solo. Kevin, that is correct.
Yeah.
Solo.
Yeah, way to go, Kevin.
What company,
did you only know that because we mentioned it earlier today?
I only knew it because I remember seeing the word printed on the screen yesterday.
That, okay. And it's not, and it's since it's one word, it's kind of easier to remember.
Yeah,
sticks with
very
you a little
easy.
Bit, yeah.
What company used the hashtag bleep don't stink? That commercial made me chuckle yesterday. Lisa passed. Kevin figured it out. It was Febreze.
That was a good one as well.
It doesn't stink. They pulled a baby up to their nose. It doesn't stink.
That was so crazy.
My son's a such and such. I don't care.
My son's a doctor. Well, my son blank, blank, blank.
My son's bleep don't stink. It was just hilarious. The guy on a horse that was originally in an Old Spice commercial was in a commercial for what yesterday? Lisa passed. Kevin, you said Tide. I've got to say I was pleasantly surprised with the Tide commercials.
That was one that I went back and watched last night, their whole string of them.
Yeah.
They had quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like when you really watched them all together, it was a pretty brilliant ad campaign.
I felt like if it had just been one commercial, then it wouldn't have been very good. But because they kept, you know.
And
kicking
the
it,
fact
kicking
that
it.
The first one where they set it up that, like, they basically did every Super Bowl ad that's ever been run and said, no, that's a Tide
ad. That's a Tide ad because they're wearing clean clothes.
So they wanted you to get brainwashed that everything that you saw that day, you would think of Tide. And I thought that was
pretty
a
good.
Pretty smart
good.
Angle.
Not bad.
I'm Dave, and my bleep don't stink.
Well, for a boy whose bleep don't stink, Dave turned out to be a very well-adjusted adult.
Okay.
Good kid. Bleep don't stink.
I just laughed. I thought it was funny. Who sponsored the halftime show? Lisa said Pepsi. Kevin said Pepsi. That is correct.
Ah, look at that.
They
Four
did a
two.
Good job with that. If you didn't know it was Pepsi, that would be a bummer.
You mean with the big sign hanging up
they
and
did a real
Fallon
good job
sitting in it?
Of marketing.
Yeah.
All right,
but that was a good idea because a lot of times you can't remember the difference between the two. And you're like,
that's true. That's true. 5-3, the score going into the final round. What number of Jordans was Justin Timberlake wearing last night during the halftime show? Lisa passed on it. And Kevin's very final question in the history of the show.
Yeah.
As he quits today.
Quitting today.
Was two. And he missed it by one.
Almost, Kevin.
Yeah, they were the threes.
Yeah.
He did wear two.
Where did he wear
the
third shoe?
It's the number of.
I'll show you the picture during the commercial.
It's the number of what, Jay?
It's just the number of the shoe, not the number of shoes.
Like, let me put it this way.
Oh, that was a confusing question.
Do you have like a pair of Kent Coles or what are they called?
Kenneth Coles?
Kenneth Coles?
Bite your tongue.
Kent Coles.
Like, is there a good line of Kenneth Coles that you have, you know, you've got Kenneth Coles, the 33s. Oh, man, the 44s come out this year.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
That's like that.
It's a line. It's a line, Kevin.
Like the New Balance 557s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
New Balance.
Okay, are basketball shoes, by the way, the only shoes that do that where they have numbers? You know, LeBron James releases a new one and it goes,
right?
It's the 13s.
The running shoes normally don't have numbers. They don't have models, but normally not a number.
Kim Kardashian
isn't
wearing a high heel that is, these are the new blah, 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 some French word, 13s. They don't do that, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
So, yeah, I can't think of any dress shoe that does it like that.
All I know
is they wouldn't, but
yesterday my son didn't hardly watch any of the Super Bowl. He was in and out, and but he wanted to see the halftime and stuff. He'd come up, you know, from his video games, whatever. So he comes up and he walks in, Timberlake's dancing around, and he walks and he goes, "No way, he's got the threes."
Oh, we were very excited.
I'm like, okay, there
Jordan
you go.
Jordan threes.
That's
huh?
all that mattered.
Okay. Can we get to what was Justin? What was he wearing? What was Justin Timberlake's outfit?
Lisa, can you pick a number between 1 and 30?
Yes, I will pick 17.
17. Please call back, and good luck trying to get through to get those Sugarland tickets, okay? Thank you. Thank you for playing. What was he wearing? Clothes.
Jay, Kevin, and
it has a lot of camo.
That's the argument. Was it camo or was it not camo? I heard a lot of people saying it wasn't camo. It was retro something.
What?
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I feel like yup is also an angry yup response.
Is my least favorite.
Yup.
Kevin James.
Can't use yup as a happy response.
To me, yup almost feels like the only word shorter than the letter K.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Okay, stat of the day.
Well, we begin this stat of the day with a story from Kevin, a bonus story, if you will, from Kevin James, as we ran out of time in the 8 o'clock news for him to get what he said was an amazing story.
No, it was part of the ode to Tom Brady. Man, I can't believe that. I can't believe that happened. And what happened was we had a little snafu in the news where apparently I did a story that we had done on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was simply doing this story just to say she ate 501 wings just so I could talk to you guys about what you ate yesterday.
Felt like it would have been better to say something like, you remember on Friday we talked about that lady who was
I didn't remember.
I know.
That was the problem.
That was the
self.
That was an issue. That was the issue.
I will say my fault 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I will totally say that as well.
I mean, but we covered it up pretty good.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
We did. And it got to good conversation about food.
Yeah, we didn't draw attention to it.
We did. And the most offensive thing was that Jay only had Little Smokey.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Sorry.
We will talk to Steve Hawk in just over 10 minutes about that exact thing. Like, does he think that was not enough?
Terrible, yeah.
I cannot wait to hear what Steve Hawk had.
I'm going
to
head dinner later.
In the past, Hawk has been a pretty good Super Bowl snack guy, but I don't know. He's on a diet right now, and I don't feel like he's eating anything. He may have just had kale.
Gosh, I hope so. I hope that's all he had.
All right, here's the story. Another one about a flight. And this is a flight on its way to Jamaica. And there are two doctors traveling together, John Flanagan, Dr. John Flanagan, and Dr. Matthew Stevenson.
Okay, real quick.
Why does this sound like a joke?
Dr. Flanagan to me sounds like a very safe kids doctor, but not one that I want to see around me.
Okay. I don't know what kind of doctors they are.
Doctor?
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 Doctor? Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor?
That's
doctor.
Enough.
I know they were on a flight to Jamaica with their wives heading to vacation. They own a practice together in Jacksonville.
Okay.
So they're on this flight. They're midair, and one of the doctors begins to notice a woman up towards the front of the plane struggling with her breathing a bit.
Okay.
Doctors, they got an eye for that stuff.
Right.
He notices it and kind of says, I'm not sure she's okay. So he goes up to talk to her. Well, within moments, she is in full-on respiratory arrest.
Oh, no.
She is going to die.
Uh-oh.
They get her down onto the floor there in the plane, and the doctor begins to give her some sort of, you know, mouth-to-mouth, anything.
He's resuscitating her.
He's resuscitating her. With breathing techniques.
Oh,
breathing to keep the woman alive.
Not hands free. He was literally doing rescue breathing.
Rescue breathing rescue because breathing. It was all respiratory. She right. needed breathing.
She needed breathing.
The doctor then asked the flight crew, do you guys have any sort of oxygen tank or whatever that would be to save the woman? And they said, we don't have those.
Wow.
And so the doctors decided they needed to make something to save the woman.
Okay.
The masks that drop down, of course,
right.
That wouldn't work. They don't have enough ventilation, I guess. So
okay.
He took and ripped one of the masks out, so he had the tubing and the mask.
Right.
And then used that along with a few other things, and then found there was someone on the flight who actually had oxygen.
Oh.
And was able to take oxygen and put this thing together to make basically a ventilator.
So MacGyver was on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, the doctor said, I just knew I had to do something as my friend was sitting there breathing in life back into this woman. My instincts just took over, and I found a way to build a ventilator, put it on the woman, and listen to this.
That's impressive.
Can you imagine this? The makeshift ventilator kept the woman alive for 45 minutes.
Wow.
As they turned around and had to go back and land at Fort Lauderdale.
For an emergency landing.
Emergency landing.
That's an impressive story.
Now, the doctors, of course, were just in doctor mode. But if you're sitting there watching
that
for 45 minutes, what is that like on the plane?
I'm sure after a while you would get comfortable with it because it's not getting
worse.
Once
she's breathing and it's fine. Yeah, those first 15 minutes of chaos had to just be gut-wrenching. They say once the plane...
Plus, you have to sit there. Where are you going? You're like not... You know, it's not like you can get up. They're like, take your seat.
Once they made the emergency landing and, medics came on the plane and got her off the plane immediately, the doctors got a standing ovation from everyone on the plane.
I bet.
And then, oh, by the way, everybody just sit back down. We're going to Jamaica.
Well, you're going to vacation, hopefully, at that point.
Yeah, and you're off to
vacation. Free drinks for everybody.
That's where you just realize, okay, being a doctor's cool. You're going to save people's lives.
It's a lot of pressure.
What would we have to offer?
The three of us?
Yeah, someone on the flight crew is down and there's no one to make the announcement. I can do that.
No. Nope.
Talk for a living.
I need you to maybe rewind that a second, and we might need to give that one to Jay. No offense.
Okay, Jay could do that part.
I mean, no offense, Kev, but
okay, let's say, oh, man, one of the flight attendants is down, and we've got no one to serve nuts to people. I guarantee you I could do that.
That's slim.
Really getting somewhere.
He's got to go up and down the aisles. It's easier for him.
Oh, yeah. I can't go up and down the aisles.
It's easier for him. Yeah,
that's
much easier.
Point.
You'd be running into people's elbows and knees and shoulders.
Getting on and off the plane's a disaster.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
They have one of those maybe big ships, Kev, with like a dance floor.
Oh, I know.
Like someone's getting married on the wedding?
If, for instance, there was like one of the flight attendants is down and, Kevin, we need you to tell a story about who won the Wing Bowl again.
It's great. Like a filler
I could do
story.
That for sure. Oh, here's... I know.
I don't know. Why wouldn't they want you doing the announcements?
Jake? All right. Well, it is news time and there's something new in the Spunk... God dang it. Spunk and Pies.
Yeah, no, I like to take my statement
one
back.
Mistake. What? Yeah, the only one I'm a little questionable about. Okay. Well, today is National Video Day game. Three mistakes.
I'm sorry?
Those are saved over years.
And I get it. Here's the deal. Those are definitely more important.
I mean, 22 years and you've got three mistakes. Not impressed.
I got those yesterday.
Okay. My bad. Slam in the morning. Well, the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay can do the announcement. Slim can do the nuts. What if, like, the pilot went down?
You know what? That's where I trust you, bud.
You really paying attention.
Yeah, how hard?